Now, where were you last night? Were you rugged up in bed like a lot of other people around the city? Well, you would have heard over the last couple of weeks, actually, that the Newtopian Dream fundraiser is being held by the Newtown Neighbourhood Centre, and our wonderful Nick Healy is actually taking part. Well, it happened last night, and he joins me now. Nick, how's it going?
Hi, Tess. How are you? It is a very cold morning here at Newtown Square. It's been a remarkable one, actually. I'm just awake now. Actually, I managed to get sleep right through until 5:30, which is actually a sleep in for me a bit weirdly. It's funny the stuff that I wasn't anticipating. Spirits were pretty high last night. There were about 60 people sleeping out, which obviously is really wonderful. Big mix of people. A lot of business owners from around the Inner West and Newtown area. A couple of local councillors. Councillor Jess Miller was there as well. And everyone was, look, there was trepidation. But as we were going in, you know, we had an amazing talk from some of the recipients of the services that they actually provide and what it had meant for their life. And so I think we were feeling, you know, cautiously optimistic that it wasn't going to be a horrifying night. As Newtown Neighbourhood Centre CEO Lizzie Owen actually pointed out, not many people actually get the option to work out how many thermal layers they want to bring. They just find themselves in this scenario. But there we were, sleeping out. It was a fairly warm night to begin with. And suddenly it chilled up a lot. I don't think any of us had really anticipated just how much it was going to drop by about 2 in the morning. I woke up around then. It was very cold. And I suppose the other weird one for me, which I should have thought a little more about, the noise. The noise was absolutely remarkable because when it's so quiet around here, you notice any little bit of noise that comes through. And there were at least three people very excited about owning motorbikes coming through at about 3 in the morning with about as much revving as you could imagine going on. And two freight trains. Now, I was pretty much unaware that big trains came through Newtown Station. The ground was shaking as they were coming through. And I think that's obviously something that only happens at night. The other one was as we were setting up, and I was in front of the City Hub area part of Sydney Square, Newtown Square. We were looking at the security lights and thinking, well, they've got to go off soon, surely, so we can get some sleep. What a ridiculous thing to think. Of course the lights weren't going off. The security lights were there to stop people doing what we were doing. That's their exact purpose. So there was no way we were going to do that. And you could see people wrapping scarves around their faces and doing whatever they could to block out what was some very, very bright lighting for the entire night. Now, we're all up. We've got breakfast coming our way in a little while, as far as I understand it. I'm going to be sticking out here for quite a while. I'll be coming back to you at 7:40 and then again at 8:40. Around 7:40, I want to chat to some of the people who were sleeping out, as well as some of the people who I mentioned before who were getting benefits from what Newtown Neighbourhood Centre do through their boarding house outreach service. And then at 8:40 we'll talk to some of the people who work here at Newtown Neighbourhood Centre and just what the money can actually do for them. And speaking of money, let's have a check-in on that fundraising, because last time I checked, they'd actually managed to raise 68 grand of their 60 target, which is fantastic news. It's still open. If people want to get involved, they can go to GoFundMe, the GoFundMe page that you find on Newtown Neighbourhood Centre page, or 2cr.com. I'll still be up there. Look for my face. Click through and you can donate money, and it goes direct to Newtown Neighbourhood Centre.